Mix 101.7 now in the Saturday morning huddle. The focus is on Sioux Central and coach Brandon Goodchild as the Rebels win their second straight 20-0 over GTRA in the home opener in Sioux Rapids. And let's start with the defensive side of the ball. Brandon pitching a shutout. You only allowed 7 points the week before. Do you know at least about how many yards you gave up? Any takeaways? What can you tell us about the defensive effort last night, first of all?
Well, just like the first night, I was pleased with our defense again. I thought we took a little bit of a step forward. We held them out of the end zone in the first half there. They were down on the 1 yard line to go into the halftime, which was, big success, I thought, for our defense there. I know Preston Sampson had a nice night. He was all over the field there. He had 19 tackles last night, so that was good for him.
Nice. So defensive brilliance to take into halftime, keeping them off the board. And what was the score at the half, and how did your touchdowns come about the first two quarters?
Our score at halftime was 20-0. We had Kavanaugh had the first touchdown there with 8 minutes and 11 seconds left in the first quarter. And he had a 40-yard run there for a touchdown. Two-point conversion was good by Hansen. And our second touchdown was Hargens with a 4-yard run and 11 minutes and 28 seconds in the second half. And extra point was no good. And then our third touchdown came from Hargens again from four yards with 5 minutes and 36 seconds left in the second. And we tried PAT, and that was no good. All of our points came in the first half there, and we were successful running the football. Also, we had a couple kids get catches. Hansen was 2 for 2 with passing, and Sampson had a reception for 23 yards, and Weber also had a reception for 25 yards. And they came in good times for us there to help us get a first down in critical positions.
And you were telling me earlier, amazing that Ben Hargens even suited up and played last night, as he has been fluid in the last couple days.
Yeah, he's a tough kid. He was under the weather a little bit for us there, and he sat pretty much all the second half there. But he did a nice job when he was in there, and like I said, he's a tough kid.
Yeah, you had several guys chime in on the ground. Blake Kavanaugh was actually your leading rusher last night with 88.
Right. He had a couple long runs there, which helped him out. But he played very well last night. And not only running the ball, he did a nice job blocking as well. We also had a sophomore come in, and when Hargens was out, ran the football for us harder. Number 59, he's our guard, and we moved him back to fullback. He did a nice job for us filling in.
All right, so in the second half, did they make any deep penetrations into your territory? Did you have some instances where you guys moved the ball, just didn't turn into points?
Right. I think both sides, it was pretty stale on both sides of the football for us. But our defense, like I said, did a nice job. They stopped them pretty well all half. We had a couple drives there that kind of ended in punts. And we basically gained the field position pretty much the second half there.
A 20-0 Sioux Central win over GTRA, as the Rebels will next focus on making a road trip to Akron Westfield in week 3. Coach Brandon Goodchild, congrats on another one in the win column. Enjoy this Labor Day week and look forward to talking to you again next Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ryan.